Welcome to the PHP Serverless News Podcast with your host, Bob Bloom. A production of South LaSalle. Welcome to the 23rd episode of my PHP Serverless News Podcast. Staying with the weekly, vote for Pi. Vibe SDK is open source. Today is Tuesday, September 30th, 2025. PHP Serverless News is serverless news with a PHP point of view, with an eye on overall trends. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom, coming to you from Toronto. I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. Our first meetup of the season is Thursday, October 16th. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Galea. I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP serverless project. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at phpserverlessnews.com, episode 23. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. Like all weeks, I went into this week nervously that this might be that week that there are no noteworthy PHP serverless news items to bring to your attention. The fact is, there's not enough going on with PHP serverless every single week to justify a weekly PHP serverless news episode. I'm contemplating maybe it's better to match the frequency of my episodes to the pace of PHP serverless happenings. But abandoning these weekly episodes will screw things up. Right now, I want the proposition to be that my listeners check in every week for a quick news update. Changing the frequency of episodes alters that proposition for the worse, and it screws up the nice rhythm that I've achieved in putting this show together. It also means news items that I do bring to your attention have a greater chance of having gone stale. So yes, absolutely, I will continue doing weekly episodes. But what about those weeks when there's no PHP serverless news items? I always find nuggets, general serverless nuggets, PHP nuggets, to bring to your attention, and I will bring these to your attention every Tuesday. And I will cease to be nervous about worrying about if the week coming has PHP serverless news items or not. There is something non-serverless related that I do want to bring to your attention. On September 20th, there was a vote. The vote was on the request for comments to deprecate the PHP Extension Community Library and to adopt the new PHP installer for PHP extensions. Using acronyms, that sentence becomes, the vote was on the RFC to deprecate PECL and adopt Pi. 36 voted yes, no one voted no, with 5 abstentions. And the significance of the abstentions is that this is the first time voters had an opportunity to abstain. Actually, the RFC for abstentions was before this one, and they allowed abstentions in that vote just to see what it would be like. The RFC says Pi is adopted formally as the recommended installation method for non-bundled PHP modules and Zend extensions. PECL becomes formally deprecated as the recommended installation method for non-bundled PHP modules and Zend extensions. This is in messaging only, and practically, the Peckle tool and website will still function for the time being. This deprecation takes effect immediately. This RFC specifically does not propose a timeline for removing the Peckle website or CLI tool. These will continue to operate as they do currently. A follow-up RFC should be made to propose a timeline for their eventual removal and methods by which this will be communicated to as many people as possible. I talk about the new PHP installer for PHP extensions in episode 12 of this show. In that show, I link to an excellent YouTube video, and I will link to it again in this episode's notes. On September 23rd, Cloudflare open sourced their AI vibe coding platform called Vibe SDK. Their post about this is titled, "Deploy Your Own AI Vibe Coding Platform in One Click." Today, we're excited to open source an AI vibe coding platform, Vibe SDK, to enable anyone to run an entire vibe coding platform themselves end-to-end with just one click. Every platform has unique requirements and specializations. By building your own, you can write custom logic to prompt LLMs for your specific needs, giving your users more relevant results. This also grants you complete control over the development environment and application hosting, giving you a secure platform that keeps your data private and within your control. We, Cloudflare, wanted to make it easy for anyone to build this themselves, which is why we built a complete platform that comes with project templates, previews, and project deployment. Developers can repurpose the whole platform or simply take the components they need and customize them to fit their needs. It deploys to the Cloudflare sandbox, and for production, it deploys to Cloudflare Workers. Cloudflare Workers is a serverless platform, so there's a nice obvious connection to serverless here. Although you cannot use PHP on Cloudflare Workers, maybe there's a way to do so by way of Go. In my own personal journey, Understanding FrankenPHP, I talk about the possibility of compiling a PHP application into a binary by way of the Go language. In my October Bob Bloom Show episodes, I chronicle this personal journey. There might be a way. Oh, by the way, there's a way to use Go on Cloudflare Workers. Platforms want to get vibe coders to deploy on their platforms. This is a way to have vibe coders deploy to Cloudflare. And what is notable, at least to me, is that this deploys to the existing Cloudflare platform as opposed to a separate platform within Cloudflare built specifically for vibe coders, which means that vibe coders will have to know something about Cloudflare. There is an emphasis on the Cloudflare sandbox. The Cloudflare Sandbox SDK enables you to run isolated code environments directly on Cloudflare's Edge network using durable objects and the Cloudflare containers. Execute commands, manage files, run services, and expose them via public URLs, all within secure Sandbox containers. Sandbox is a recent launch just last June. This is an important feature for the Vibe SDK because, I assume, it lets vibe coders deploy to Cloudflare at nominal cost with nominal knowledge about the Cloudflare platform. There is an increasing effort on the part of cloud platforms to attract vibe coders to deploy on our platforms. This is an interesting approach. Thank you for listening to my 23rd episode of my PHP Serverless News. Staying with Weekly, vote for Pi. Vibe SDK is open source. The next episode is scheduled for Tuesday, October 6th. Or I think October 7th. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasellesoftware.ca.